Well, greetings, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. If you're Native American, sorry about that. And you know, I'll talk more about that later. Lot going on right now. Pretty crazy stuff. I can't believe how many clearings we have to do. Even to do this show, we've had so much interference. It's just coming from every direction right now. But, you know, we are in the quickening, so it's part of the thing, part of what's going on. So I hope everybody did have a good Thanksgiving, hopefully without any major blowouts, you know. And as I said before, I know a lot of Native Americans do not have a lot to be thankful for, considering the past. And, you know, maybe go drop a turkey off, a chicken or ham, and a few frog skins, fill the propane tank so they can cook and get through winter. You know, that might be a small apology, but I think they'd be greatly appreciative of it. And, you know, I'd say, you know, sorry for my ancestors. You know, it's like my grandmother was Cherokee, so I have a foot in both camps, and there's no reason anyone can't prosper. And we just have to remove the tyrants, basically, that those who are perpetuating the manufactured lack. And, you know, the Native Americans have a lot of ancient wisdom, especially concerning the Star Nations and how to live in harmony with the land. And so we need to get away from the toxic processed food and learn about herbal remedies concerning our health and well-being. And, you know, nature is the best healer, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. I think Chief Seattle said, take a man out of nature and you harden his heart. And I really think there's a lot of hardened hearts out there right now that have gotten totally out of touch with nature and their humanity. But anyway, hopefully Thanksgiving might bring people back together. And it's always a good idea to skip politics at the dinner table. You know, of course, nobody does. You know, all you have to do is say, hey, that turkey looks a little orange, you know, and just everybody's going to go off. So speaking of disasters, Anchorage, Alaska had a shake and bake Thanksgiving with a 6-point quake. Indonesia had a 6.6. So, and there's a lot more to come. I mean, everything is just gearing up for a lot of planetary movement. There's a lot unfolding economically. You know, it's not my focus, but we keep getting these questions over and over again. You know, the recurring question is, when are we getting, you know, the Jisara, you know, the QFS system, and the redemption of dinars and zims and other notes? You know, when's this all going to launch? And, you know, I'll say what I've always said, first until the arrests, you know, it's not going to happen. And there's some pure evil billionaires setting up to cash in on trillions of dollars. And imagine all that money going into their hands. You know, what would that do to the evolution of Earth? You know, how would that affect the Great Awakening, especially considering the fact that they want most of us gone? So I would venture a guess, you know, after the rest, the stage will be set for another major prosperity program to unfold. And we'll just see what the Epstein files reveal and how much justice unfolds. So allegedly the military has already meted out, you know, a lot of justice, you know, concerning this event. So, you know, it's been unknown to the masses, but I think that's going to start coming out more and more. You know, like the blind man said, we will see, you know. So anyway, there are definitely a lot of masks, a lot of actors, a lot of CGI, holograms, and AI involved in what's going on. So if you pay attention, you can pay attention to the detail, you can see it. You know, become the observer. Start looking for little quirks and glitches and like arms going through microphones and things like that. You know, with Biden, you always see his arm go right through the microphone. You go, okay, wait a second, that's a hologram. You know, that's not even. And anyway, so, you know, if you pay attention, you can see it. And my take on the Epstein files is there are a couple of main reasons the files have not been released. And one, they dumped a file on many of the world leaders' desks and said, you work for us now, using their own tactics against them. So if the files were released, the White Hats would lose leverage on the global elite, the ones they're using to take down the cabal. So, I mean, that's a very viable excuse, but I don't know. I'm all for ripping the Band-Aid off. And the other one is the files prove the Mossad, the CIA, the Rothschilds, the British royal family, all were working together in one of the most elaborate and decadent blackmail operations ever run for global control. And that definitely is part of the equation. So, it was said if the files came out and everyone, was arrested, we'd have no government, no banking industry, no movie industry or music industry. But either way, the truth will eventually come out. It's going to be leaked, or some patriot will get their hands on it and make them public. So, and don't worry, there's a lot of wholesome, creative movies and music to take their place. Movies and songs that instill virtue, real love, not dependencies, and done me wrong songs and movies. So, anyway, I love the real research. The real science, not profit-driven science with all the adjusted data. I love all those shows, that go exploring and give the real science. And I think a lot of people would also be very involved in that without all this mind-numbing stuff we have now. Anyway, it'd also be great to have shows that show natural healing methods, vibrational energy, or other methods of healing that actually work. No snake oil. To me, it's like you. If you go on the computer or anything, you get these ads over and over, and they have all these AI generated people that are experts in the field, but they don't even know about these commercials being made around them. And they're saying, they said, get this, get that. They'll take all their information and then say, and then they'll dub in, oh, this is what you need to do, to sell their products. And so, I'm not into censorship, but I think there should be some kind of a thing saying this is AI or this is not, not real, not the real person or not the real actor, because that's getting crazy. There are, there's things I've been dealing with that, oh, this will probably work, and I go and try it, and then I find out you get on a list and they keep sending you crap over and over, you never ordered, and pretty soon your bank account's drained. It's like, and that's basically what they're doing. So anyway, again, just have methods on there of healing that actually work. No snake oil, and get the scams off of there. Most of our illnesses come from toxins anyway, in the air, water, and food. So, especially chemtrails. We'll talk about that later. When what really happened at the Epstein Island and other compounds as well is made publicly known, it'll be, the public will be totally infuriated. We're talking about eugenics, experimentation, high profile people hunting children, adrenochrome, everything. It was as sick as you can get. We're talking rituals as well. But anyway, this is all going to come out. It's all going to be exposed, and everything's going to be revealed in the days to come. That's it's in all the prophecies. Can't hide it. All right, here's another one. According to Q, Israel will be last. So what are they saying? Israel's being heavily exposed, especially on, it's all over the internet right now concerning the US Liberty attack, the 911 false flags, other events pulling America in to fund and fight their wars and expansionism. They use corrupt politicians and deceptive mainstream media to push their narratives as victims when the Zionists are creating the very genocidal acts they claim to be against. And in most cases, you don't get elected unless you join AIPAC. And, that's a Zionist lobby created to fund politicians who will support Israel's agendas. So many politicians have joint US and Israeli citizenship. That's a well-known fact. That's all over the internet, and it's all starting to be exposed now. And it's all coming to light. And as far as how much control they have over our government, its agencies, right or left. So, I mean, this is just all over the network right now. And despite their attempts to censor it, I'm sure a lot of people are getting censored. But anyway, everyday corruption, atrocities, and genocide are all being exposed. Entire countries and nations are rising up against these atrocities. This is not anti-Semite, it's the Israeli people are protesting in the millions against their Zionist government. and they want to go back to a time when everybody lived in harmony, regardless of race or religion. There was a time when everybody was living side by side there. It's the governments and their agendas that created the mess. History is going to prove, that Zionists are on the wrong side of universal law, and that's God's law, not just in Israel, but globally and in the heavens as well. So, Africa is also cleaning house after discovering the genocide programs against Africans and infiltrations by foreign governments. They actually kicked them all out, bagged them up, and arrested them, and a few got away, not very many, but all the evidence about their shenanigans has been given to the global authorities, but I don't think that's going to go anywhere. We'll see. It doesn't matter. I mean, there are arrest warrants out for some of these guys, but nothing ever happens. But anyway, in Africa, they didn't wait for a ruling or public opinion. They just acted and showed the evidence. What a novel idea. Hey, we got all the evidence. Boom, gone. out. Either arrested or whatever's necessary. So, anyway, we have people from every race, every religion that come to Isetti. We have two rules: no division and no wrathful gods. And pushing one's beliefs on another or judging them as less than, is taboo. None of this. We are the chosen ones, and we are the holy people and all that stuff. We don't go for that. And so basically, while on the land, first and foremost, we tell people we just need to be kind to each other and the planet. That's simple. That's all you got to do. And that's all that's necessary for universal peace, which is like garlic to a vampire, vampires being the cabal, self-serving tyrants. You talk about universal peace and brother sister love and individual freedom and prosperity for all, and that we can all rise and there'll be no lack. I mean, that's a story they don't want. They want to keep them poor, sick, and stupid program going and divided. That's their agenda. So you'll know who works for them by their divisionary tactics. Basically, that's how you can tell who's working for them. So here's another one. JSARA does go into effect in January, and the bill to make that happen has already been signed by Trump. So according to sources, the QFS system is already in place, and many behind the scenes in the banking industry are aware of it, along with the new US dollar. So, soon after January 1st, I believe the redemption will happen and the new currencies will be released. That's what kind of inside bankers are saying. But I'm not giving any specific dates. A lot could happen between now and then. It's been like whack-a-mole. Every time they try to do something, somebody pops up and blocks it or pulls some stunt or something. So, but I know it's been rough and tough on everybody, and we've had 2 bad years economically at Isetti as well. Money's been tight and the economy in recovery, and people are just not traveling like they were before. And the dark hearts have pulled out all the stops to censor our work, with the controlled narrative in the UFO community doing their bidding. The truth will prevail. The information is still getting out, just to a lesser degree, but truth flows like a river, eventually removing all barriers. So I've been talking to some people about that, and I know some people that are very authentic in the field of ufology, and we were having a conversation. I said, I was always told be the point. Don't focus on the character assassinations and all the other nonsense. Just hold that frequency, be the point, because everything comes from one point and everything returns to that point when it's done going off on all of its crazy journeys, So anyway, everything is coming back to the point now. They've exhausted all their nonsense, and their manipulations and everything, and everything's coming back to those who are authentic. Most of them have been pushed out, of the UFO community and the spiritual community. So anyway, but their time is coming. It's time to resurface. Anyway, we talked a lot about truth, about standing on its own merit. And I always say, what are they going to do when the ships uncloak, light up, and say, we never knew you? Everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, that's what I told you about. Those are my people. And they're going to watch, I'll call them in. Nothing will happen. They'll leave, most likely. But This is already happening globally, basically. I find it odd that the major players in the UFO community, become agitated, some livid, when we post the photos, the videos, and the testimonies on social media. Is it because they're part of the controlled narrative, jealous that we deliver the evidence? Ships appear redundantly when and where they say they will. How can they be against this and still claim to support disclosure? The answer is obvious. But this is all going to turn around. It's going to reverse itself. Anyway, there's a lot of weird anomalies out there that, we need to address that are affecting people energetically. People are getting sick, headaches, feeling lethargic, dizzy. The human resonance is doing crazy things. It's all over the scale. It's making patterns that look like menorahs and spiking and filled with balls of supercharged energy, which many believe is tied to A1 Atlas. So there's several sources of incoming energy that are coming into the Earth's grid. And I did mention chemtrails. The chemtrails, despite legislation, are happening globally. And there is a toxic soup, heavy metals, smart dust, biologicals raining down on us. And some of this will be triggered by 5G. So my question is, who is in control of the military, which is allowing this and in some cases participating in it? We've always said when chemtrails stop, we have our country back. So, although I don't know how many states right now, quite a few states have passed legislation saying chemtrails, making chemtrails illegal, and they won't allow any of this aerosol spraying to go on in the airports, in their states. But they're still spraying, and so they're coming from clandestine airports, from military bases. Some say they're flying all the way from Europe. I don't know. But I think there are people that know where they're coming from, who's involved with it. They have all the evidence. And I will say, if we do have a military that is true to their oath, these will soon be taken out or come to an end. It has to, because the toll, not just the sick toll and death toll, is just overwhelming right now. It's bad enough with the vaccines, but I won't go into that because that's how you get kicked off the air, which I have been kicked off the air many times. So anyway, speaking of the military, our prayers go out to the National Guard, peacekeepers, the two young men that were shot, brutally murdered. I've seen different stories. The last one I heard is they died, but I don't know yet. I've heard they're in, say a prayer either way. This is pre-recorded. It's Thanksgiving, but anyway, they were brutally murdered by an Afghanistan migrant, which allegedly entered the U.S. under the Allies Act, I guess, during the Biden administration. That total debacle there. And there were congressional hearings where Mayorkas testified all entering our country had been properly vetted. That is the biggest lie to Congress, I think, that they have ever made. And they need to be held accountable for that one. There's still a lot of cleanup from the previous administrations and their failures, not doing their job. So, Democrats are all jumping on the bandwagon blaming Trump, and I'm really surprised they didn't blame Trump for the incoming comets or, wait until Christmas. I'm sure they'll indict Trump for kidnapping and impersonating Santa. Something. They got to pull a rabbit out of their hat because a lot of them are being taken out. Lots of politicians with TDS that told our troops not to obey lawful orders, from the president may have a not so merry Christmas. They may find themselves in jail or in front of a military tribunal. So one thing is clear, you do not interfere with orders from a duly elected president. It's called sedition and treason. So take your pick. It's like they're both very, very serious offenses. The violent rhetoric coming from the left is directly responsible for the violence against the National Guard and law enforcement, and they're doing their best to clean up the mess left by the left. It's period. I mean, that's what's going on. They're trying to clean up the Take Down America program, where you You totally flood the country with unvetted illegal aliens. You destroy them morally. You destroy their economy, and then you take them over and you buy everything pennies on the dollar. That's what the New World Order boys do, the global elite. And so they almost pulled it off, but somebody stepped in and put a big monkey wrench into their program. And that's why everybody hates the orange man. But anyway, I don't want to go too far into that. I was trying not to get political this time, but it's just, it really irritates me when the people are screaming and blaming Trump now are the very same people that were screaming and demanding violence. It's like it's a no-brainer. I mean, how can you watch them scream and call for violence, and when violence happens, and then turn around and try to blame Trump, it's there's no logic to that. Why don't you look at home, look at the people that are screaming for, violence and resistance and all this stuff, So it's like, it's almost like you're blaming the janitor for the mess. That's what you're doing. So if you want the mess to stop, you have to go back to who made the mess, and don't get gaslit, into all the other nonsense going on. Here's some more. There's a new kid on the block, R2 Swan, 100 times bigger. Both comets are creating anomalies like tails aiming at the sun, sunward, not away from it like normal comets. 3i Atlas, according to the insiders, has been scanning, communicating, releasing drones, expanding, slowing down, speeding up, changing colors. And now, wait a second. In the very beginning, didn't we say it was a very advanced Haiyan ship with six-dimensional beings on it? Scanning our solar system, collecting data, nothing to worry about. They're not going to interact physically. They're just gonna, do a scan, see where we are, and see where we are at in evolution, and make a decision. So, there's no real word on R2 Swan. In fact, NASA pretty much has gone dark on all of it, trying to maintain the status quo. Nothing to see here, folks. Just a wacky, zany comet. Might be why the head of NASA was fired. Anyway, the Atlas telescope found the Earth to be surrounded by ships going in and out of the atmosphere, turning, reversing, with giant objects and massive fleets on their way. So the integrity and morally challenged scientists are trying to dismiss everything as just typical comets, with suspected anomalies. Oh yeah, we expected it to do that. We expected it to change colors, get 300 times bigger, and then get smaller again, and break into different parts and come back together. All these things that they're saying it supposedly happened. They said it broke up and it's gone and it destroyed itself. And then the next day, all these other people going, oh yeah, 3i Atlas, there it is. They've got it on. Looks pretty healthy to me, So anyway, you're not going to get, NASA stands for never a straight answer. And actually NASA means to deceive, so in Hebrew, so figure that one out. Anyway, the most likely will try to discredit the UFO community, dismissing all the anomalies, or make it into a false flag, possibly a false alien attack. I don't think they're going to pull that one off. I think it's too late for that. So don't fall for any of it. Any of that Project Bluebeam, where they're going to create, Jesus in the sky or things like that. If you don't feel anything, if you see this weird anomaly and you don't feel the love and the joy and the bliss coming from it, it's just a Bluebeam, basically. Now, can they project emotions with that? I would imagine they probably can now, but either way, it's like, if you want to see Jesus, meditate on Jesus, go within, raise your own frequencies. Everybody goes, I found Jesus. And I said, well, how'd you lose him? It's like when my dad died, everybody goes, oh, I'm sorry your dad's dead. And I go, well, actually he's not, he's not dead. He's just in another frequency. His body, the atom, the life force is in the atom, and it just disassembled itself into, and then the soul went on, so, I'm not gonna cry over a bunch of disassembled atoms. It's like, and if I think he's dead, he is. That's he would be dead to me, and we're still in communication. So it's the same with Jesus, basically. He was phasing in and out. He could disappear, do all kinds of things. He was very adept, walked on water, did all those things. So, I'm sure he could bilocate if he wanted to. He could, they're just a thought away. They're just a higher consciousness and energy, a loving, joyous thought away. All of them are. And but if you believe they're not, and that they're gone, then they're gone. That's the reality that you're creating. It's that simple. Anyway, so we are being watched, observed, protected with divine intervention when necessary. And we were infested by degenerate aliens, which are now being cleaned up with a little help with our off-world friends. And yes, the lizard people are real, and so are the negative grays and a few other species. So it's not just demons and angels. It's not just harps and hell, And anyone in the know is aware of the underground wars, the operations cleaning out the tunnels and dumps, the deep underground military bases that were taken over. It's like, according to Michio Kaku, again, unless this is another psyop, the message from Three Eye Atlas is you're not ready. You're not unified. You can't solve conflicts without violence. Your leadership in most cases is morally and integrity challenged. You're destroying your environment. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, And, basically, we have to admit our governments and religions have been a total fail when it comes to universal peace and uniting the people. So, in fact, most are doing the opposite, dividing and exploiting the people. So, it's time that we reevaluate what's happening here. So no wonder they said you're not ready to join the Galactic Brother Sisterhood or expand any further into space. And they said we are going to limit your technology, and we're going to keep an eye on your AI so you don't this crap doesn't get out into space. And there's a lot of other things that they're doing, but they did leave us a way out. And what they said was transcendence. And so adapting universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all, and holding our leadership to the same principles is the path to transcendence. So we will be, talking a lot about that later. I just sent out a newsletter about transcendence. So there's a lot going on there. So basically, it's up to us. We all need to make our own personal connection with Creator. On the way, you are going to find Jesus and Buddha and Mary and Kuan Yin and all the other masters, and you're going to figure out that we're all one. We all came from the same source, and we all go back to the same source. And all this division nonsense is a game, played by kings and leaders. So enough of that. So Haley Gooby, I guess I'm saying that right. Gubii, I don't know how you say that. A super volcano just erupted, and Kilauea is going off like crazy right now too, as well. And we said earlier, as far back as the 80s, Africa will eventually split in two. So New Zealand will come back together with Australia, Japan, and California will not fare well, with more of the great quakes that are on the books and tsunamis to come. So the plates off the coast of California are moving up and down, up to 6 feet in some areas. It's almost like it's breathing. They're going, what is going on? It rises up, then falls back down again. But there's also an active volcano off the coast of Oregon. There's a big mound there, and just like California has fallen due to corruption governed by the integrity morally challenged, New York, Minnesota, other Michigan, all these other cities like Chicago, they've all fallen in frequency. And it was by design. There was a plan, to again keep them sick, poor, and stupid. That's the game. That way you can remain king, basically, and you have plenty of servants. But it's a very old program, and we need to get out of that. So, anyway, all these places they're on a path to a Sodom and Gomorrah event. So, nature always cleans up where the consciousness falls. And you can actually measure the fields in fallen cities, which are at an all-time low. The magnetic fields get really low, and all the nature spirits and everything else bail. They get out of there because they know what's coming, and the whole place just falls apart. So the earth has to recharge those fields, one way or another. So be it an earthquake, a tsunami, severe weather, there has to be an event, a cleansing to heal and get those living in the affected areas to reevaluate their lives, turn their gaze upward. So expect, some real hard lessons coming, to these areas. When you're in the middle of a hurricane or a major quake, or you have a tsunami coming, they say there's no atheists in the foxhole, and something kicks on, and you start praying to God, and it's funny how that happens. People, get distracted by just everyday crap, and taking care of their body and their personality and trying to adapt to social consciousness, and they forget about everything that's important. And the lower you go on that, the worse it gets. And then pretty soon nature has to come up and clean up, and say, okay, you guys got to get back to basics. And this just came in. Kiribati, a place in the Indian Ocean, which is basically a sandbar, has massive ships registered there, and they're moving within the Antarctic, way into the Antarctic, bringing supplies in and out. So places where there's no shipping lanes, allegedly totally frozen over, and I say now there's a story to investigate. Could there be continent civilizations beyond what we've been told? And let's go ahead and show that video.
A ship tracking website. Anyone can go to ship tracker, whatever it's called, and you can click on any of these dots and see where the ships are. But we noticed something weird, Eddie. There were some ships way inside of where the ice is supposed to be. Okay? 730 miles from the closest port. Okay? That's huge, right? And at that distance on Google Earth, it says it's 1.9 miles higher than the Earth, right? So the higher than the water. So 1.9 miles higher? So there can't be a canal. Well, what's going on? How did that ship get in there? Then we zoom out a little bit. We found another ship, 905 miles in from the closest port. An active ship that's 2.37 miles high. It's almost in the center of Antarctica, okay? According to the globe. So what the heck is going on there? So we clicked on one of those ships, and it had very little information. It said it was 580 meters long. That's a gigantic ship, right? And it didn't tell it where it was going. It didn't have any information other than it was registered in the nation of Kiribati. Where's Kiribati? So we look it up. It's out here in the middle of the ocean, the middle of the Indian Ocean. I have a pin on it. It's a sandbar, Eddie. Okay, it's a little bigger than a sandbar, but China gave them $10 billion recently, and America's given them equal amounts of money not that long ago. They say it's a very important trade route. I found a whole bunch of articles. Other countries are like, yes, Kiribati, very important trade route. Why do they need to stop here? What's going on here? Doing a little investigation on Kiribati, one of my listeners said, look what I found, the Captain Cook Hotel. Bed and breakfast or whatever. Maybe someone just fascinated with Captain Cook. Captain Cook's the guy that said he tried to circumnavigate Antarctica, and it went 68,000 miles. It took him 3.5 years. Maybe that's just a coincidence. Okay, we looked at the ships that were landing in Kiribati currently, and guess what? They had very little information too. Their destinations were either unlisted, which is weird, or Christmas Island. Why are all of these 15 or so ships unlisted or Christmas Island? Strike two. What do I think that's going on? Here's what I think is going on. I think Kiribati is a very important trade route, but it's going out here. Now, on a globe, that would show this boat in the middle of Antarctica, but maybe it's going out here to these other continents, and they're trading technology, computer chips. We want the right to explore. And here's the thing. There could be dozens of these trade routes. How would you ever know? Because you never heard about Kiribati to this very moment.
All right, on a lighter side, the Great Awakening is in high gear, so expect more major revelations, high-level corruption being exposed. December and January will be epic. The veils are getting thinner, and it's much easier to make contact with the beautiful many, the ascended masters, saints, sages, and spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, in this multidimensional universe in which we live. So, I've been feeling the strong presence of Jesus. His real name is Yeshua ben Joseph, Yeshua born of Joseph, and other masters as well. And a lot of Palladians and other advanced civilizations, some of our ancient ancestors are coming in, they're returning. Yeshua and the Palladians seem to be having the most influence lately. So you're seeing a big revisitation of the Bible, basically, now that the they found, I don't know why I'm brain farting on this. Well, they found all these in Africa, they found all these ancient scriptures that were preserved. And they're all being released right now, and they're telling the real story, the real story of Jesus. I've written about it in my books, if you want to find out the real story of Jesus, but I've talked about it in the shows as well. Ethiopia. I don't know why I was brain farting on that. In Ethiopia, but all that's coming out now, and we're finding out that we have been lied to on some major issues that we need to look into. So, before you go off on your crusade, you might want to go back and read the latest books. And there's a lot of information coming out where people are actually studying the Quran and the other ones, and they're finding some major things in there that don't add up. So, just as some of the Bible stuff didn't add up, now it's all coming out. The original writings are coming out. So I think every religion is going to have to be brutally honest with itself and really take their teachings and see if they align with universal, peace and brother sister love and individual freedom and prosperity for all. If they don't, it's some misinterpretation concerning the nature of God or God's word, period. It's God is pure unconditional love and joy and bliss in its most unlimited form. And everything else, you had the lesser gods, the little g gods of the past, and they said a lot of things and a lot was written down, and they weren't really who they professed to be. So I don't know, that's for each individual to figure out. I'm not here to go on a crusade and go after any of the religions. I'm just saying, do your research. Go research deeply before you, go on any crusades. Anyway, we're talking about the ships, the Palladians and everything, and we've been filming their ships on a regular basis here, but this week so far, it's been a little quiet, the last 2 days, and it feels like they're gathering for something. Something's getting ready to happen, like a major event. So you can feel it. Something big is about ready to pop. So most of the cleanup of the negative ETs has been done. And this will open the door in the future for contact, yet only with those who have risen to the occasion. So, when they say you're not ready, we better get ready. So anyway, my best advice is to prepare. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, do everything you can to raise your frequencies. If you store a little food and other stuff, that takes care of the fear. I love this little old lady. She was sitting on a couple bags of rice and beans, and she had her pistol in her lap, and she said, they said, "What are you afraid of?" And she goes, "Absolutely nothing." I thought it was hilarious. Because, she had a way to protect herself. She had food. She had made her peace with God. And she said, "I have nothing to fear." So anyway, the thing about preparation is when you are prepared, the fear just vanishes. Kind of a lot of things you feared, there's nothing to fear anymore. Not, you can just override that mentally. But really, if you want to keep a body, you might want to figure out how to get water and food to it in the days to come. Just make sure you're prepared. So that, the food chains, or whatever you want to call them, the supply chains are going to have some major disruptions in the future, especially the grid as well. Anyway, so those who have forgotten, what universal law is, it's Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. And that is universal law. It's the keys to heaven and contact with benevolent higher dimensional beings. So again, keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. And so, do whatever is necessary to cruise through this and get some meditation time out in nature as much as you can. Because, with me, I'm out in nature. I meditate three times a day, basically. I do a little siesta at around 12, and 5 o'clock I get up in the morning and film the ships and do a meditation and connect with them. And then when I go to bed, I clear any unseen negative influences and go, and before I go to bed, I had to do that before this show. You have no idea how many things are trying to stop this show from going forward. So, but anyway, the more you clear, the more things run smoother. So anyway, on that note, again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Watch the skies. It's going to get really busy, and live your life according to universal law and hold your leadership to it. Anyway, have a good evening, and we'll see you after the holidays.
At Esteti Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Esteti Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Esteti coffee with a couple of Esteti mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
The greatest awakenings come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken. See clearly. Keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
Okay, stationary blinking light in the Orion system. Looks like a signal to me.
Okay, this is coming from the south. I mean from the north. It's coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Another one. Was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. My God, another one, another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Right over the house. Small little scout craft. Oh, look at that. They just passed each other. Okay, here's another one right over the house. Oh, nice. 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 Thank you. Thanks for the signal. Okay, here we have Orion. Come up here. There's a Pleiades. And we're going to scan across the sky. And we're going down to the west. And look at this. All of a sudden the sky just lights up and gets really bright. And there's no reason. It's like the sun. The sun set a long time ago. Phasing out, gone. Okay, let's go and due south. Over the ocean view. It's coming down over ocean view. There's two. Know which one to get. There's Orion's belt. There's a lot of activity going through Orion's belt all around it. I don't know what this is. It wasn't there a minute ago. Now it's just sitting there above the trees. What the heck? Look at that. Look at that. It's so low. It's on the horizon down there.
Yeah.
It's going through the trees. That's like right on the ocean. See that one?
The other one. Here's one going right past it. See that one?
Yeah, I saw the speedy one.
Speedy one. One going that direction.
Oh, another one there.
Yeah.
So there's three ships there.
Yeah. Oh, falling star. And then one up above here. You see that? And
wait, wait, wait. Wait.
Here.
Shit.
And then over here.
Oh, yeah. There's a speedy one. Look at that guy. That guy's going fast. And then there's another one over here. Oh, wow. Look at that. No, there's two. No, they're two together. They'd be lined up if they're... Boy, there was like, what, six ships in a frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's got an oar around it. It's really low, too. Okay, here's the Pleiades right over the house. Pretty good size, pretty bright. Oh, a little meeting. There's another one going due south. Powered up, came in and just lit up, got really bright. There's another one, it's like they're on patrol. This one's getting brighter. It's getting really bright. Okay, nice. Saw a big flash earlier, see if you can do it again. Big power up. Aha, thank you.
It's not flashing, by the way.
No.
That's huge.
Look how big that is. That's massive. There's no strobe on it, no running lights.
Oh, wow.
It's going through the tree. Okay, this thing's hovering stationary right above the trees. It's out over the ocean. All right, here's the Pleiades. I think above me right here is Andromeda. Right, there it is. There's Andromeda, the galaxy. I don't know what's going on here. This one star was just going nuts. Right here, it's pulsing like crazy. Okay, this looks like another one of those ships that's stationary, though. UFO over the ocean, it's blinking like crazy. I film them there all the time in the same spot. There's something going on out there. Right over my head. Filming that anomaly in the ocean, this thing appears right over my head, just pops in. Weird ship, it's like going in and out. It's phasing out and then coming back. You can't even see it. Okay, this weird thing just keeps showing up out in the ocean. Same spot. And then it just disappears. And there's the trees right over his house. That's low. That's my top of my house. Look at that.
Look at that thing. It's powered up right over the house. Wow. The size of that. My God.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.